Hey, Dad.
Hey, what?
I got a joke.
What's that?
What do you see when the Pillsbury Doughboy bends over?
What do you see when the Pillsbury Doughboy bends over?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Donuts.
Come on.
That's pretty good.
I loved it.
Donuts.
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 That's, you know what I loved about that? You produced the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
There was a give and take.
Yeah.
There was nowhere for us to jump in.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
yes.
I was like, John, are you going to stop this? Because I really, really, really want you to not stop a joke in the middle of someone saying the Pillsbury Doughboy bent over, because Monroe won't be able to take it.
I know.
She just won't be able to handle it.
So you can leave us a dad joke at any time, especially if you happen to be listening to this over Thanksgiving weekend. It's a good amount of time to go ahead and just Google some
yeah.
great dad jokes. And then you can record it using our Open Mic app. It's an app that you can find by searching for Mix 105.1. Download that app, and then you can click on Open Mic. Or we have a brand new voicemail, and that phone number, if you want to just call and leave a message, is...
I'm sorry. That's not the right number. I'm so sorry. I was looking at the wrong screen. 385-212-4757, and that'll be in the description of this podcast.
So there's a bunch of different ways. In fact, again, as you're if you're binging any episodes this weekend, because we're recording this right before Thanksgiving weekend, by all means, call us. Tell us how Thanksgiving's going.
Yes.
If it's awkward at the table,
I want to know all about it.
If there's like a fight in the background,
brought up politics.
Yeah,
help.
Might I suggest, instead of fighting with your family, because you have a lot to say to those people about, you know, whatever the hot gossip is.
Yes.
Instead of ruining your relationship and, you know, causing more drama, go into a bedroom, call 385-212-4757 and rant to us.
Yes.
Let us know what is going on. I want into the hot gossip of all your Thanksgiving misdoings.
Monroe, and that goes to you too.
Okay.
So, you know, you're driving to visit family. I'm just saying.
You just want my after hours dial.
Yes. I want the call that you usually do to me.
When I've had a few.
I want you to do it to our hotline instead.
Okay.
So the world can see.
That'd be beautiful.
Who Monroe is.
If you were smart, you would put that phone number in my phone under your name.
Yes.
Or we just three-way call that number, get the voicemail going, and then just patch her in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Either way. What time will that be for you on Thanksgiving? Because I know.
You'll be with your dad, so count on it being a couple hours early.
But it only takes one.
That's true.
It only takes one beverage to get me there.
Are you going out to dinner while you're at your dad's then?
No.
You're going to eat there?
Yeah.
I thought he only has a hot plate.
Yeah.
What are you having for Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Is he
Why
cooking
are you
it?
Asking all these questions? The food doesn't matter, John. It's the family.
That's not what you've been saying a lot lately. You've been talking about the food.
I know.
Okay.
But now that the food isn't an option, she has to tell herself it's actually about the family. We all know it's actually about the food.
Sure.
But we have to tell ourselves that it's about family. So
I'm
get through it.
I'm just looking forward to my meat and cheese plate tray, which is going to start about 9 in the morning tomorrow.
Yes.
That, perhaps a mimosa without the orange juice.
Oh.
Yeah. Did I tell you that you had actually inspired us?
What?
Because I've never done Thanksgiving breakfast. Usually we just grab something on the way out to Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Oh, don't.
But now that we're doing our own Thanksgiving very suddenly, instead of going anywhere to like a family member's house, we were like, well, should we do a breakfast? When we were at the grocery store last night, we decided on chocolate croissants.
Oh, cool.
So we got some croissant dough. We're going to roll up some semi-sweet chocolate up in there. Ooh.
So now, do you think this will be the tradition if it goes well?
If it goes well.
Okay.
Yeah. If it makes me sick before I can eat enough mashed potatoes to, you know, go into a coma, not worth it.
So we talk about this on the radio show. You'll hear it later on in the podcast that my family, we have a Thanksgiving tradition. Not only is there the Thanksgiving meal, but we do a Thanksgiving breakfast. And for it, we make it's the Pillsbury cinnamon rolls. Like, you know, they're easy to make, right? And then we frost them and we eat them in the morning.
They're literally cooking all day.
It's not that hard. It's 12 minutes in the oven and you don't even do anything. You just open up the package.
Dishes. Who wants more dishes?
What dishes? You eat them with your hand. It doesn't take a lot.
It's more time over the oven. So, I just want to sit down.
Monroe was like saying this on the show yesterday, so I decided to go to our Facebook page, the JJM family Facebook page.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of this.
Which, by the way, you can find. Just go to Facebook, search for JJM Family, or I think we have a keyword also set up, don't we?
Yes, you can text the word family to 844-649-1051, or Danny will put the link to the page down in the description of this podcast.
So I asked, like, hey, are you like a Monroe who doesn't believe in doing breakfast on Thanksgiving because you're too busy working on the meal?
Crazy.
Or do you do like a breakfast Thanksgiving as well, or a tradition?
And I had never really done, I never knew of a breakfast tradition. That's crazy to me.
Have you ever heard of doing a Christmas breakfast, or do you not do?
Oh yeah, Christmas breakfast, okay. For sure.
Because a lot of people were writing also on this about like a Christmas breakfast. Do you do a Christmas breakfast?
No, I don't.
Oh man, I don't know.
When do I get a holiday? I want a day off.
Make Tom cook it.
Please.
Make the kids cook it.
This says, yes, every year we get donuts and watch the parade. Ever since I was little, and now I do it with my kids.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents are divorced, so we go to mom's for breakfast. She can cook potatoes, eggs, and Spam in a skillet. It's the best. So one gets breakfast and one gets like the later meal.
That's, yeah. And here's what I will say. If your mom can't cook Thanksgiving, if your dad can't cook, no one in your family knows how to cook, no one can mess up breakfast.
Yep.
So maybe you should get into a really hearty breakfast tradition.
I agree with Monroe. Why do we need more junk before the junk? I have a bowl of Cheerios and I call it good.
Yeah, man up.
Kayla does scones, kind of like you with the croissants. Yeah,
yeah, I love a good scone. Wait, scone like scone in Utah or a scone in the rest of the world?
That's a good question because there's a difference.
Because here we call fry bread scones.
It's the weirdest thing when I came here and the first time I saw a scone, I was like, this is not a scone.
This is deep fried and covered in butter. No. I don't understand.
It's
a scone is like a pastry.
Uh-huh.
It's like a thick, fluffy cookie.
Almost like, or like a biscuit.
Yeah, more like a biscuit.
Yeah, but in Utah, they call them scones.
I made that mistake when I went out of town, like for one of the first times as an adult. I ordered a scone and I got this little half muffin. I was like, what is this trash? I wanted like a Navajo taco.
Yeah, like scone cutter.
Our buddy Taylor Cameron wrote, "We make crepes and go all out. It takes almost as long to make as Thanksgiving dinner."
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Taylor is a man who enjoys finer things. He likes to put in a little extra effort to make something fancier.
He's bougie.
He's a
for
fancy
sure.
guy. His sock collection. I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of his socks.
I haven't.
Hundreds, thousands of socks and nice,
really
thick, fancy socks. That guy. Huh. Yeah, that's his thing. Who'd have thought?
This says, growing up, we'd always stop for Burger King for breakfast. It's a tradition because it was the only time we would ever eat Burger King.
Yeah, that's
it's probably
right.
As you were driving out to like Nana's or something.
Yeah, there's only one, maybe two times a year I eat In-N-Out, and that's at Fan X.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's just catered? Is that why?
No.
It's just your tradition?
Yeah, I just go there after.
My favorite comment, though, comes from Grandma Dolores. Grandma Dolores is 80 years old. She is Jen, so
but
my wife's
young
grandma.
At heart.
Yeah.
Feisty.
Because her Facebook profile photo for the longest time was her with a sombrero on at a Mexican restaurant taking a shot of tequila with a margarita in her other hand.
Dang.
Yeah.
She's my hero. That was her 79th birthday.
It was her 79th birthday.
So good.
Oh, man, we had a good time that night. She wrote, "I bet Monroe doesn't have Christmas breakfast either." Throwing shade at Monroe.
Oh! You just got burned.
You got burned by
Grandma
Dolores.
I know. No,
that's so funny. How messed up is that?
All this shit is even do Christmas breakfast, that monster. Like,
who does she think
Tell
she
her, Grandma.
Is?
Get her.
Now I feel like I need to go make breakfast.
Since this is the Thanksgiving episode for our podcast, here's some random Thanksgiving facts for you. Did you know Americans will eat 45 million turkeys for Thanksgiving? That's a lot of turkeys.
That is a lot of turkeys.
720 million pounds of meat.
Man, to think they were almost pardoned.
The whole point of TV dinners are a result of Thanksgiving. Swanson invented them because they had all of this leftover turkey after Thanksgiving and they didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So they're like, we could freeze it. And that's how we got TV dinners.
Did you guys just love the Swanson truck? Did you guys get the Swanson truck?
That wasn't a thing growing up.
Schwans. You're thinking Schwans.
Schwans. Oh,
I didn't have that.
Are they different?
But yeah.
The Schwan man.
Dude,
my mom used to lose it when the Schwan man showed up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, my mom too. And you could buy like the gallon thing of ice cream. Our whole freezer was just Schwan's ice cream.
Oh.
Because you buy two things and that's your whole freezer. But their chicken cordon bleu.
stupid good.
So good.
They've got bagel bites that are stuffed with a strawberry cream cheese. I don't know if they still do. This is when I was like 9.
Sure.
But oh my God, those things. They were just little bagel puffs and they stuffed them full of cream cheese. They were the best things I've ever eaten in my life.
Schwann's, man.
Would they just drive through the neighborhood like an ice cream man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you'd like either flag them down or they'd come to your door if you've ordered with them before and you'd be like, hey, just want to make sure you don't need a refill. And we always needed a refill. I'll tell you.
Dude, it's like the milkman, the mailman. It was the Schwann's man.
It was
like,
Uber
hey!
Eats before Uber Eats was a thing.
I see the Schwann's truck now.
Well, yeah. From time to time.
We didn't have it growing up. But yeah.
It's so fun, man. Listen. It is cool.
It's frozen food, John.
Okay.
And you know,
I know
that I can cook one thing.
Yes, frozen. You're a good reheater.
For frozen food.
So FDR, the president, moved Thanksgiving 1 week earlier in 1939 and 1940 to try to stretch out Christmas shopping season at the end of the Great Depression.
Oh.
Because everyone would shop after Thanksgiving, right? Back before Black Friday would start in October. People did not like the change. And so in 1941, they moved it back. They're like, who do you think you are? It's the fourth Thursday.
They tried to do it this year, too. They tried to move it up.
Well, you mean just like businesses did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They tried to move it up.
But you said the deals weren't good.
They weren't good.
They're tricking you. That's how they do it. They try to trick you.
Yeah.
I won't have it.
I did tell you yesterday the president who made it a holiday. Do you remember who it was?
Jefferson.
No. Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, Lincoln.
Jefferson was my incorrect guess.
Listen. Why in the Lincoln Memorial did we not have
a
little turkey sitting next to him on his chair? You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question.
I've never been there.
The Lincoln Memorial?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
I've never been to D.C. I want to go. I'll tell you what. I don't ever want to go to D.C. unless I have 2 weeks to go through the Smithsonian.
I know.
The Smithsonian alone, I could spend all my time there.
Dude, it was one of the funnest trips I've ever
I'm
been
so
on.
I'm so jealous.
And I was exhausted the whole time. You walk everywhere.
Yeah.
But it is the funnest city. The metro, the way the train works there, it actually works.
Yeah.
You know, it goes to.
That's that whole East Coast, how they do it.
It's so nice.
It's
incredible.
It works. Oh, it was a good time. You should go.
Was the memorial good or not really? It's just
The memorial was awesome. But I'll tell you, it was the other memorials there that I didn't expect
to be as good as they are.
That jumped out. You walking through and they do a World War II memorial. They have a bunch of soldiers on the lawn. It's a bunch of statues and some are crawling on the ground.
Really?
Just everything there is just really well done. Very beautiful.
That's cool.
The museum's awesome.
So the first Thanksgiving feast was in 1621 with the 13 colonies celebrated in 1777, but it wasn't official until 1863, which was the Abraham Lincoln thing. And finally, the day after Thanksgiving is the busiest day of the year for plumbers. In fact, they call it Brown Friday.
Oh.
Gross.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Gross, but I believe it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Got all those families over there.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
That just reminded me of a story.
Oh,
so
no.
When we moved into our new house, we had to, it's a really gross story, but we had to replace every single toilet in our house. And we got these uncloggable toilets, right? Mm-hmm. And we were talking to the sales guy. He's like, no, you can't clog it. No matter what you do, you can't clog it. And it's low efficiency. It uses just a little bit of water, you know?
Yeah.
It's our first Thanksgiving at our new house with our new toilets, and Tom's whole family's over, and we're bragging about our new toilets. You know, his brother goes in there.
Did he break the toilet?
He clogged the toilet.
Really?
Right after we told him about these uncloggable toilets. And so the whole family was like, oh, yeah, a real good toilet. You waste your money, you know.
That was a real challenge. Oh, fancy toilet. Be a shame if someone clogged it.
Right, exactly.
Get ready.
That's terrible. All right, what do you got, Jackson?
All right, so this is just one of the best stories I've ever read. There was a hockey player. He plays for the Vancouver Canucks up in Canada. His name is Adam Gaudette. Well, he just got married. They've been engaged for a little while, and during the wedding reception, he decided, because he's a hockey boy and they're all goofballs, he took off his shirt and he started giving his wife a lap dance.
Nice.
So the cameras are all around. Everyone's screaming, having a good time, and he flips around to kind of do a new maneuver, and he lifts his foot up and he just kicks her right in the face.
No!
Yeah.
He kicked her in the face during a lap dance. And he's a professional hockey player, so it's probably not a light kick.
That's a meaty leg.
That's a beefy leg. His fiance slash wife now says, quote, "I seemed fine, but my head was throbbing, and I went into the bathroom and had to cry for a little while."
Oh, no! No. So
but she took the video and posted it to TikTok, and she said, "My husband ruined our wedding, part one." So I'm looking forward to finding out how Adam ruined her wedding more than
yeah.
that.
Uh-huh.
But if you'd like to see the video, because it is absolutely priceless, it is going to be in our link tree, which you can find by either visiting our Instagram, our JJM family group, or text the word link to L-I-N-K to 844-649-1051.
That is so cool.
All right, let's just keep beating down this Thanksgiving horse, shall we?
Last day to talk about it.
So we did our own Thanksgiving bracket. We did a bracket, though, and it got all messed up, and somehow we had Rolls winning the whole title.
Yeah, to me, the bracket was useless because Rolls won, and what? That right. should never be the thing.
I don't know what to tell you. It's what the people wanted.
No.
So I scoured the internet, and I think that I found the most accurate Thanksgiving food ranking ever.
Why is it accurate? Because it agrees with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to be clear that that's how we're what we're calling accurate now.
So they did this the same way we did. And here's how it all shook out, okay? Turkey, number one. Hands down, that's what it's about, right? If you go to someone's house and they serve steak on Thanksgiving, you're like, oh,
if someone served
me
steak instead of turkey, I'd kiss them on the mouth.
I know. I would
love
it. So
how dare you? Okay.
I grew up, actually, so my family didn't eat Thanksgiving dinner. Uh-huh. My mom didn't do it. She was a vegetarian. And so she was a pescatarian, so we would always have fish instead. Yeah. I know.
That was actually how they did it on the first Thanksgiving. Fun fact.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, I did the facts already about Thanksgiving.
Don't you dare.
It's okay. My thing.
Number two, mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Yes. Right? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
number
yeah.
three.
Wait. Mashed potatoes and gravy, you mean?
Mashed potatoes.
Mm.
Number three, stuffing.
Okay, yeah.
Number four, rolls.
Okay. I mean, I want a roll in there to kind of like swipe up and clear the plate at
right?
the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five, ham.
I know everyone's like, oh, we need a ham. We've got to go to the Honey Baked Ham store. And I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Six, mashed potatoes or scalloped potatoes, funeral potatoes.
Yeah.
Seven, sweet potatoes. Number eight, gravy.
Gravy is not its own thing.
Yes, it is.
It's not
yes,
its
it
own
is.
Thing.
It is its own
okay,
thing.
So let me ask you this then. Do you think gravy deserves to come in eighth while bland, gravyless potatoes are at three?
They're at number two.
At two.
Yeah. I think that this is accurate.
You think gravy? I feel like if you were going to separate them, gravy deserves to be number one.
It's the topping. It's the icing on the cake, baby.
I'm only having mashed potatoes if I have gravy. Mm-hmm. They only go together.
Amen.
Why would I ever want mashed potatoes without gravy? Ugh.
You can put butter on them and sour cream like you would a baked potato.
No, it's fine.
Number nine, green beans. And number 10 is the mac and cheese. I believe that this is the most accurate.
Where's my pumpkin pie?
It's not on here.
It's ridiculous. It's an outrage. Where's my meat and cheese tray? Where's my cinnamon rolls?
Your charcuterie
needs
to just go away.
I reject your list. So I have loved what has happened with all these Zoom calls because so many people forget what they're doing at the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've heard so many stories of...
It's my nightmare. And sometimes we'll be on like a Zoom call... And, like, my kids will run up and be like, Mom, you know.
Yeah.
Something about something gross. And I'm like,
Hope I'm on mute.
Yeah, making sure I'm on mute.
Yeah. I mean, there was that story of the journalist who was caught playing games with himself.
Oh, yeah.
That happened on a Zoom call.
So funny.
So this is a Canadian official. They were doing a COVID-19 update yesterday, okay? So this was a big news conference. Think of it like if Governor Herbert was up there. And in the middle of it... Someone forgot that their mic was on. I'll just let you listen to what happened here.
Thank you, Ms. Cunningham. Thank you, Dr. Tom Bateman. Times and transcript.
Oh, hi there. I'm worried that you hear me.
Hang on one sec, folks.
That is not me.
No.
Everybody, please mute your microphones.
He went to the bathroom.
He was doing like a real big press conference.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just peeing away, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
There's like an old.
Amateur
hour.
There was a movie called The Naked Gun. This is like an old movie with Leslie Nielsen back in the day.
I love Leslie
and
Nielsen.
And like there's a a gimmick where he actually forgets that he has a microphone on, and he goes to the bathroom while someone else. It was like a setup, right? Like, it's funny.
Right.
This is real life, and it's happening now.
Oh, it's so good, man. Listen, we need to be taking everything a little less seriously anyway, so I love when they goof up like this.
It's so funny
every time.
So do you know what people are planning on doing on video calls for the holiday season?
Peeing.
Peeing is not one of them.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
No.
Well, I don't know how you do that with everybody. But I was going to say probably, like, play some sort of charades or something.
No.
Because you can't really play, like, a game.
No.
Going to eat together?
Talk to grandma.
Eat together is one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Just sitting there staring at each other eat. Talking is number 10. I don't understand number 9. It says just casual holiday well-wishing.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, bye. Click.
Why don't I just send you a pre-recorded video?
That's my problem with the Zoom calls these days. No one knows how to get off. I feel like they're going longer and longer.
Oh, I know.
Have you felt that way too?
Yes, and everyone feels like we have to have a 40-minute Zoom call.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what is really going on right now. Everyone is working from home more. I work a half day at the office and a half day at home. And everyone around me feels like because they're working from home, they've got to get on Zoom and prove that they're working. So what could have been a 2-second email or what would normally be walk down the hall, ask a quick question, get back to your desk, is now turning into 40-minute Zoom calls for everything. Yeah. And I'm like, guys, I got stuff to do. This is great. Great information. Put it in an email. I'll get to it.
Toasting the new year. So we're planning on actually doing like a Zoom as they do the countdown.
Yeah.
Don't you Zoom me at midnight.
Number 7 is eating Thanksgiving dinner. Number 6 is just having a holiday meal together. So maybe doing like a Christmas Eve dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, singing Christmas carols. I know some people and some families would love this. What?
You can't sing Christmas carols this year.
Well, through Zoom you can.
Yeah, through Zoom.
Yeah, okay.
So you get everyone on a Zoom call and you're all like, all right, we wish Zoom you concert. A Merry Christmas. Okay, now you. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We're going to do it in the round.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
You.
Yeah.
No. That sounds like my nightmare.
I know. I was just thinking like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's my biggest nightmare.
I would have a bad Wi-Fi connection that night. Participate in like a religious event or celebration. Obviously, there's a lot of churches that have gone completely online. Unwrap presents through Zoom. That's kind of cool.
That's
cute. I like that one.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Because you want to see people open their presents.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially like grandparents sending the grandkids stuff on Christmas morning. They'd like to be able to see
it. Yeah. Number 2 is online shop for holiday gifts. So you could actually like be on a Zoom call then like share a screen.
Dude.
That's awesome.
Tom hates it because I have figured out how to FaceTime him when I'm out shopping. Because he hates shopping, right?
Uh-huh.
I hate hiking. He doesn't make me go.
Yeah.
He hates shopping. I don't make him go. But he can't stop me from FaceTiming him I'm walking through the store. Do you like this? Do you like this?
Poor man. Just like, this is why I'm not with you right now.
Uh-huh.
Number 1, and I'm shocked, but lighting of candles is the number 1 thing we plan on doing on Zoom.
It's like Hanukkah candles?
It says just lighting of candles. I mean, there's that. You have like the luminarias that some families do.
Yeah.
You know, I love the way they look, but... we don't really do them here in Utah.
We do a neighborhood one. So
you do a neighborhood candle?
A porch lighting. Everybody puts one candle on their porch.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So they do
that a lot.
I don't think they'll do the soup this year, but you know, usually like one or two houses has soup. And you go in, you get a cup of soup, and then you go walk around and look at everybody's candles.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, Jackson, let's get to it. There it is.
Wow.
Showbiz.
I was like, are you...
Okay.
That was my sound effect.
Cool.
What'd you think? That did not sound like the song at all.
I am a master of sound effects.
I think you nailed it. Hey, do you remember Beyonce dropping an album recently called Black Parade?
No.
Me neither.
That was like a long time ago, wasn't it?
I actually don't know the exact release date, but it was recently enough for her to get a bunch of Grammy nominations for it. I don't know what it is. Like, Beyonce is so fascinating to me because she gets virtually no airplay, no radio play. She doesn't ever even try. She doesn't, like, you know... throw her songs in front of her label and be like, why isn't this on the radio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just not her thing. And yet, she sells out every concert, and she just got, like, the most Grammy nominations yesterday.
Wow.
Interesting.
I didn't even know this album existed.
It was released in 2019.
Oh, okay. So, she got 9 nominations, including Record of the Year and Song of the Year for Black Parade.
Hmm.
She has now, over her career, had 79 nominations, which ties her at second most of all time with Paul McCartney, which I think is really interesting.
Wow, who's number one?
Number one is Quincy Jones with 80.
Oh, that makes sense, though.
Yeah, because Quincy Jones, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why Jay-Z, who just scored 3 nominations yesterday, is tied with Quincy Jones
for
80. Beyonce and her husband are number 2 and number 1 respectively for now.
They
still got a lot of life in them.
If I was Beyonce, I would be like, listen, honey, you ever want to get romantic ever again, you're not going to release an album until I get a couple more Grammy nominations.
The thing is, though, he's a producer more than anything, so most of his nominations come from working with other people.
Yeah, he can't take 1 year off.
Most of Beyonce's come from her own work, which I think is way more impressive. And the other thing I will say about that, too, is she got 9 this year, and Jay-Z got 3. So she's definitely closing that gap pretty quickly. She's only 1 behind.
Is Beyonce the emperor's new clothes, though? Here's what I mean by that.
Don't you dare.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm probably on board. But
like, they're like, oh, she's amazing. She's the greatest thing ever. Yet, I don't hear a lot of her music. I don't know anyone who really is like, oh, I want to see her next, music video. But all of a sudden, she's at a concert and everyone will tell me it's like seeing Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
she is stunning. Have you ever seen her in person live at a concert?
I've seen the videos.
So,
dude, her Super Bowl halftime show?
I'm just asking the question.
Look away. It took J-Lo and Shakira to do that. It was
just
two of them.
Just asking the question.
Well, I will say, number one, the Grammys is run by the Academy, so public perception of a record is completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
It's what the Academy, what the music critics like to hear and see and what they expect from their artists. So Beyonce delivers that, hands down. Like, you can't deny that when you do listen to her music, it's exceptional.
It's a journey.
And like her weird like visual album, Lemonade and everything. Like, she's always doing something very creative with her albums.
She's majestic.
Yeah. So like, I understand that part of it too. But yeah, I like, for me personally, it doesn't spark joy the way that it does for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't take it away from anyone.
Look, I'm
There's
not.
Another thing that I'll say though, The Weeknd got completely snubbed at the Grammys.
See, how is that possible?
Anything.
So here's what happened. The Grammys looked at him and they said, all right, you either get to perform at the Grammys or you get to perform at the Super Bowl, but you don't get both.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And he said, all right, well, you could talk to my reps about that. And the reps negotiated him doing both. So he will be doing the Super Bowl halftime show as well as a Grammys performance, but the Grammys were so livid about it, they didn't give him anything.
That's ridiculous.
And that's what I'm saying, too. Beyonce might be exceptional, but she also plays the game, and some people just won't play the game.
Dude.
And I respect that, man. Taylor Swift has never been a Grammys darling either, and yet she sells more albums than anyone.
Yeah.
Dude, we can't get the Weeknd like music to go away. Like, his new album is really, really
good.
It's
amazing.
He deserved.
Quite honestly.
That's terrible.
I think this younger generation of musicians is not loving the Grammys anyway, because Taylor Swift has boycotted it for a long time. Like, they don't feel the need to get a Grammy.
Well, I think a Grammy used to mean you were going to have more sales. I don't know if it does anymore.
No.
Monroe and I were talking the other day about like pre-promotion and how that used to mean more sales, the more you would pre-promote.
Right.
And now you could just drop something on a Tuesday and
they're
going to get the same thing.
Honestly, most people prefer, like, don't tell me about it. Show it to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about it until it's done.
Yeah.
Well,
if
you think about it and you say, oh, Beyonce has a new album coming out on this day, how many people are going to go try to steal it off the internet before anyway?
Uh-huh.
So you may as well release it and have them pay for it.
I agree. Another couple of quick hits on the Grammys, which I thought were really interesting. Renee Zellweger nominated for a Grammy. She got Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album category for her album Judy, which is from the Judy Garland
the
movie she was in.
Okay.
So that was obviously her singing in all of it.
Yeah.
So she's a Grammy Award nominee. The 6 nominees for Best Rock Performance are all women. 6 women.
That's awesome.
It's Fiona Apple, Big Thief, Phoebe Bridgers, Haim, Brittany Howard, and Grace Potter.
Cool.
Some of whom we've actually had do shows for us here at Broadway, which is really cool. And then Best Rap Performance and Best Melodic Rap Performance featured DaBaby for 2 completely different songs. So he's behind the scenes hustling as well.
Uh-huh.
All right, Dave Chappelle, if you're seeing a lot of Dave Chappelle drama right now, here's kind of what's going on. So back in the day, when he made the Chappelle Show, the only network that would take it was Comedy Central.
Right.
He was young and broke. He had no clout. Like, he just needed the money. So he signed a crap deal. And that's what they count on when they sign things like that. Because what they, and part of his deal too, it was so long ago that they didn't realize what streaming was. So he signed away all rights in perpetuity for whatever new media might come up. So without having to pay him a cent, they're allowed to license his show. So they can license it to like Netflix and to HBO Max and all this without paying Dave Chappelle a cent on top of it. Yeah, because of the way that the contract is written. So yesterday, Dave Chappelle put it's a video. It's called Unforgiven. It's like 18 minutes. I won't make you watch the whole thing. But the gist of it is, he's like, look, man, this isn't right. I know it's legal. I know what they're doing is okay, but it's morally wrong. Mm-hmm. This is my work. That's my name. They're profiting off of it, not giving me anything. And it was just because I was young and needed to sign a contract. It was stupid on my move, but I'm asking everyone to boycott me right now. I'm not asking anyone to boycott anything specifically. I want you to boycott the Chappelle Show, wherever it is. Because he got Viacom, which is owned by CBS, licensed it to Netflix as well as HBO Max. Right. Well, Netflix, after this video came out, pulled it immediately. And they're like, we stand with Dave Chappelle. We had no idea.
It was really cool. Did you hear how they called him? And they were like, listen, we just bought a bunch of stuff.
We needed content, right? We didn't know. So now that we know, we're not going to do that to
you. Yeah, they were cool about it.
And that's why he went. So he goes on in the video, too. And he's just like, this is why I do my stand-up through Netflix. They take care of me. They do everything they're supposed to do. They pay me what they're supposed to pay me. But now HBO Max is not planning on pulling it anytime soon. And he's like, again, I'm not asking you to boycott specifically HBO Max. I'm asking you to boycott my show. And it hurts even more because back in the day, he pitched HBO the Chappelle Show.
No way.
And you know what they told him? They looked at him and said, well, what do we need you for? And he's like, yeah, so what do you need me for? Pull my show off the network.
Yeah.
So as of right now, there's no plan to do that, but who knows? He's turning up the heat pretty hard. He's pretty upset about it.
Man, you know what? I'm seeing a lot of parallels with Taylor Swift and what she's going through right now, too. Like, she doesn't want...
Do you remember the writer's strike from like 10 years ago? This is what it was all about, was streaming
them
rights.
Them getting streaming royalties.
That was the whole point of it.
Again, because like... It's your work, man. If someone's making money off your work, you should get a cut of it.
Yeah, you think everyone gets a royalty. So I bet this has not just that show, but there's so many shows right now that they all own that people want a taste of.
That writer strike, though, killed so many shows. Right in their prime. So many great, like potential Friends-level shows could have been coming out, and we just killed
it. Gave
them.
Us all reality TV. Yeah.
I know, because you don't need writers for
that. Oh, that's right.
That's how we got it.
That's how that happened. Ugh.
All right, Drew Barrymore. Her daytime show is still happening.
Oh, I thought it's still going on, huh?
Apparently.
Okay.
And she's up against Kelly Clarkson and Ellen. Those are like the three that are fighting for it right now, and Kelly's winning. But Drew Barrymore, on her show, staged a wedding for a couple that had to cancel their wedding due to COVID. Which was really sweet, and she threw them a little ceremony, and like she made this like little pre-video package all about, you know, they fell in love, they're young, and they just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So here's the problem, though. When people watched the video, they started doing the math, and they're like, oh, well, he's considerably older than her, and if we're doing our math right, that means they met when she was 17, which is not great.
Oops.
To make matters worse, then all of the people who are commenting, wasn't she 17 on the video? People were responding to them who knew the couple and said, yeah, they met when he was her teacher.
No.
He was her high school teacher. They met when she was 17 and they got married on the Drew Barrymore show. She has stayed completely quiet on the matter because how do you know?
Hey, get your
How
press.
Do you know that? Exactly. But yeah, it's not a good look. Mm. That's not what you want to be jockeying for here. Carol Baskin visited Joe Exotic's former zoo, which she now owns. Because she wanted in that lawsuit.
That's right.
And she went over to go assess the property, see what she could do with it, free any of the animals that were still there.
Yeah.
Because Jeff Lowe, like, they took as much of as they could, and they bounced. Yeah. If you don't remember the Tiger King, Jeff Lowe's the guy that took the zoo from Joe in the first place. So when she got to the property, she noticed that there was trash everywhere. They had thrashed the place.
Aww.
They left rotting piles of meat all over the place. And there was graffiti on a bunch of the buildings all about how Carol received, Carol received relations, quote-unquote. She played tennis, not in a fun way, with Donald Trump. Another one said, if Carol killed her husband, clap your hands. So she thinks that Jeff Lowe did all this, but he's denying it. He's like, no, I didn't.
Of course.
Who else?
Yeah.
Who else would it have been?
Yeah.
Quickly, The Office is going to be leaving Netflix at December 31st.
No!
This is kind of going in line with all of networks creating their own streaming service and pulling their content from places like Netflix.
Ugh.
So if you're looking to keep watching The Office, you've got to get it all out of your system unless you own Peacock.
Nope.
Or unless you have Peacock.
I'm not doing it.
By December 31st. And that is your Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. Okay, there you go. So we're going to move over to the radio part. But before we do, just a quick plea. If you don't mind, rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend.
Yes, please.
Spread the word about the show. And, of course, join our Facebook family page as well because, man, it's been a lot of fun just talking to
it's
you on
so,
that.
Well, and it's great because we get tons of ideas from you. So, like, you can literally help us plan the show.
It's cool.
Like, tell us what you want to hear. Again, JJM Family on Facebook.
So, what's everyone doing tomorrow?
Stress eating.
Stress eating.
Why is that?
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Being with family.
It's stressing me out.
Stressing me out.
What are you thankful for?
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and we have nothing to be thankful for.
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
You realize tomorrow's Thanksgiving, not today, right?
But right now.
It's showtime, baby.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
All right, we're all starting our fast today, so we're that much hungrier tomorrow. Ready to go?
Yeah, no. Is that your plan?
I'm gonna just chug water today, expand the belly.
That's not how you expand your belly.
Yeah.
You gotta train. You gotta strength train.
Yeah, you gotta stretch.
You gotta eat as much as you can today so your belly will be bigger.
I'm gonna be full tomorrow.
Well, not if you, you gotta take some sort of
laxative
fiber supplement, we'll say.
Okay.
Get it all ready to go for tomorrow.
Eat a bag of prunes.
Oh, is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah.
Whole bag.
You can pass a white glove test with a bag of prunes.
I gotta be honest, I don't know if I've ever truly had a prune. Honestly, I'm thinking through my life.
I love prunes. Remember how much crap I used to get? This is why I stopped bringing prunes into the office. I used to get heckled and bullied for bringing my prunes into the office.
You used to get a bunch of crap from eating prunes?
Yeah, no, I got it. Thank you.
The good news is the bosses don't listen until 7.
I know. That's excellent. Excellent news.
Hey, I was driving in this morning,
and
I kept seeing cars in the carpool lane fly on by. And I noticed something that I never noticed before. No one had a carpool. They're just flying through there.
Have we all given up on rules altogether?
That's what I'm wondering. Is this always been a thing, or is this just new because we now live in the in 2020 where there's no such thing as law? Law don't go around here,
law
dog.
Law happen down here.
Like, have you seen that on? Well, you don't drive the freeway.
I don't drive the freeway.
Monroe, have you noticed?
I've been using the carpool lane, so.
So, yes, she knows all about it.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
I haven't been busted yet.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It happened yesterday. Jackson got to 100 wins. So Jackson is now 105 when it comes to Can't Beat Jackson. The jackpot is $220. So if you want to play, if you want to win that cash, all you have to do is call us at 7 o'clock this morning. Jackson, let's do the Showbiz Beat, man.
Let's get to it, buddy. Do you watch The Mandalorian?
Yeah, my kids love it.
Are they obsessed with it?
Yeah, we're about 3 episodes in season 2.
It really does feel like their Star Wars.
It is.
You know, like they dropped one on my generation, then there were the originals, but this is for the kids. And it's been very, very popular. But in a recent episode, it looks like they slipped a Game of Thrones. You remember the coffee cup in Game of Thrones?
Right.
Somebody left on the table and everyone's like, ah, there's no Starbucks in Game of Well, the Mandalorian accidentally left in a shot where you can see a crew member standing in the background.
That's like worse than a coffee
That's
cup.
That's way worse than a coffee cup. Crew isn't supposed to be behind the camera at all or anywhere in front of the camera at all during something like this. So you are supposed to be hidden. And the fact that the director and the camera guy didn't catch it either is a pretty big deal.
Right.
And the fact that they chose to use it anyway in post-editing is a pretty big deal, too. But if you watch it, there's a crew member who's standing in the back during one of the scenes. You can just see his jeans, his t-shirt, and his watch. In the very, very back, it's kind of just a quick glimpse, so they probably didn't expect people to find it. But it is going absolutely viral right now all over the internet. It says, I'm going to be the Mandalorian jeans guy for Halloween, and in 11 months, everyone will totally get that reference.
Hilarious.
That's awesome.
Have you seen the wildlife overpass in Parley's Canyon?
Yeah.
So they built it back in 2018, and we just kind of get the, we don't get like a bird's eye view, I guess you would say.
That's above us.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's for animals. So the Utah Division of Wildlife, they just shared a video of animals actually using it, what it looks like. And it's awesome.
Is it working?
It's totally working. There's actually like a ton of moose that cross, which, I mean, if you've ever driven up Parley's Canyon, you've...
Oh, yeah.
I know what...
The carnage.
Right. No, totally. Like, I know what a dead moose looks like before I know what one looks like on all fours.
Speaking of the animals getting hit, driving up to my house right now, there's a bunch, it seems like every day, because they're coming down from the top, and someone keeps putting get well balloons on them.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And
that's
I'm wondering, are you going to Zerker's each time this happens, or do you have a collection of them in your car?
I like to believe that they just have a helium tank in the back of their car with Mylar balloons ready to go.
Like, you know what? Why are you the insensitive guy that doesn't pull over and light a candle or something?
Should I be? Is it me?
Leave some flowers.
I apologize.
What's the matter with you?
I didn't realize I'm the one. I started the show talking about how I was prepping for Thanksgiving tomorrow. I couldn't decide if I wanted to like starve myself or just chug water.
Right. You know,
what does a man do?
It's so hard to say.
It is.
To say.
But like with Thanksgiving, do you guys also do like a big breakfast? Like, do you have a breakfast tradition that goes along with the Thanksgiving tradition?
No, not really.
You don't?
No, it's run around and scream at your family to keep the house clean or you'll kill them.
Oh, we have a breakfast tradition each year.
What?
If you do, I'd love to hear from you. 844-649-1051. But we do cinnamon rolls in the morning.
Do you make them or you just buy them?
We do the Pillsbury. Like, yeah. You know, you put them in the oven and they pop up in 12 to 14 minutes. And then you put the frosting on top.
I'm cooking a turkey.
Yeah.
I've left the bread out, okay, for like a week.
The roads
to
rolls.
To make your stuffing.
Yeah.
I've slaved. I had to steam clean the carpet because your father-in-law refuses to let me just live my life.
Right.
And now you want me to make cinnamon rolls for breakfast?
We all do it, and then we frost them together. You don't do that?
No.
I'm tired. Cute. I'm into it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Growing up, you didn't have a... Is it just me?
No, we usually, the day of Thanksgiving, we're driving out to my grandparents' house, so we like would maybe grab something at the gas station.
Okay.
But yeah, we didn't have like a sit down and have a cinnamon roll breakfast.
No. Here's your bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Be thankful.
Quite honestly,
you have a bowl of cereal.
Okay. We just eat dinner all day.
We start with
the appetizers at 9 a.m. And we just don't stop eating until we're unconscious.
Please tell me I'm not the only one. Does anyone else throw a Thanksgiving breakfast? You could call or text us right now.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
John, yes. Our family, too, has cinnamon rolls Thanksgiving morning. You're not alone. Boom. Just needed one. Thank you for that.
You feel good about yourself?
I actually got a bunch of texts of people like what their Thanksgiving breakfast plan. Everyone knows what Thanksgiving dinner is, right?
Yeah.
But different families do different things for breakfast. Now, I was telling that we usually do like cinnamon rolls, Pillsbury cinnamon rolls, and then we would run the human race. So it'd be like that, and then we'd come home afterwards.
Okay.
But that was just like our tradition. This year, the race isn't happening, but we're still going to have the cinnamon rolls. This says our traditional pumpkin rolls in black coffee. What's a pumpkin roll?
Oh, it's like that Swiss roll thing with the cream cheese, and you'd roll it up, and it looks like a little swirl.
Okay. My wife's not from the U.S. We have crepes with raspberry jam for breakfast on Thanksgiving.
I am not sitting at a stove all day.
Seem so angry.
She's so inconvenienced.
I know.
By just, you know, hanging out.
When do I get a holiday?
Monroe, I'm with you. All I have is coffee.
Lots of coffee.
That's fair.
All right. Jackson yesterday got to 100 with Campy Jackson. So he's a 105. Today, maybe right before Thanksgiving, you know what I'd be thankful for? You beating him. In fact, I'd be so thankful. I'll give you $220. It's pop culture trivia. It's happening next on Mix 105.1.
Socrates.
Aristotle.
Plato.
Jackson Carter.
You may be good at random facts,
but are you Jackson good?
We don't think so.
You can't beat Jackson.
But if you do, we'll give you $220 just in time for Black Friday, just in time for Christmas shopping. Man, $220.
Come in real handy.
Man, yeah. I could use that right now.
Yeah, we've seen Monroe's Amazon bill. She could definitely use it right now. But she can't play. You can. Jackson is 105. That's 100 wins, 5 losses in our pop culture trivia game. All we ask is you to call up and play right now. Taryn, how are you?
I'm doing great. And I'm ready to be Jackson.
Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Taryn, go ahead and kick Jackson out of the studio for me.
Hey, Jackson, get out.
Get out, Taryn.
Yeah. I like this sort of attitude from John.
All right. 5 pop culture trivia questions. 60 seconds on the clock. All you need to do is guess one more correct than Jackson. You got yourself $220. If you don't know an answer, go ahead and say pass. Cool?
All right.
Which country singer donated $1 million to help fund a coronavirus vaccine?
Woo, next.
Who is set to host the 2021 Grammys?
Next.
What is 50 Cent's real name?
You're kidding me. Next.
Which Disney Plus TV show accidentally has a crew member in the background?
Oh my God, you guys. That is insane. You can throw me more easier questions.
All right. How many Grammys has Billie Eilish won so far?
Really?
Well, the Grammys were announced yesterday.
10 seconds.
12.
Which country singer donated $1 million to help fund a coronavirus vaccine? Okay, that's okay. We'll bring Jackson back in.
Man.
All right, Jackson, you ready to play?
Yes, let's do it.
Which country singer donated $1 million to help fund a coronavirus vaccine?
That's Dolly. She's so much more than just a country singer, though.
I know.
She's the world.
Although she has a new Christmas movie on Netflix, and it looks terrible.
Bad.
Yeah,
bad.
It does. Who is set to host the 2021 Grammys?
Trevor Noah.
That is correct.
Really? Why?
I know. I'm not a fan of that decision either. What is 50 Cent's real name?
Curtis Jackson. I only know that because he was on an episode of The View one time, and he was wearing a sweater and a collared shirt, and all the old ladies kept calling him Curtis. And I'm like, that is 50 Cent. Who are you talking to?
Which Disney Plus TV show accidentally had a crew member in the background?
The Mandalorian.
That is correct. How many Grammys has Billie Eilish won so far?
4?
No, it's not 4. Actually, it's 5. That was pretty close, though. But with 4 out of 5, Jackson wins!
Oh, my God.
Karen, I can't give you the $220, but do you know what we need from you?
This is Karen from Ogden, and I can't beat Jackson.
Bummer, Karen. Don't worry. No one can.
Last night, we started it. Liam asked me if we could watch every Harry Potter movie.
Yes.
Fun.
Yes.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes.
I love those days.
What a good time.
That's 8 movies.
Yeah.
And by the way, none of them are free on Netflix or Disney Plus. And I was doing the math.
Really?
Oh, man. Yeah.
HBO Max. Did you try?
No, they don't have it on HBO Max.
Interesting.
What?
Yeah.
I got DVDs for you.
Oh, yeah. I could use them because it's $3.99.
Yeah.
So that's what we're binging. I got a buddy who every year he and his fiance, they watch a trilogy on Thanksgiving Day. So they just pick a different trilogy, Godfather 1 year, Back to the Future.
They're trying to make me watch Lord of the Rings this year.
I was going to ask if you're doing one.
Do it. It's so fun.
My roommate Veronica, this is her family tradition. Every year they watch the director's cut of Lord of the Rings.
Oh my gosh, it's longer.
So yeah, so every movie's like 4.5 hours or something crazy.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend Skyler also is obsessed with Lord of, like, that was his Harry Potter when he was a kid.
Yeah.
He glued hair to his feet for a movie premiere. That's how serious he is about The Hobbit / Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to make me do this, I don't like Lord of the Rings.
So you'll be binging that this weekend is what I'm hearing.
I will be passive-aggressively having it on while I play on my phone.
Monroe, are you binging something?
No, we're going to be hoteling it. So.
Oh, okay. You can watch something on your phone. You can all hunker down on the bed.
You can watch the hotel channel for an hour.
Man.
I love the hotel channel.
I hate the hotel channel.
There's nothing more relaxing than the hotel
channel. I love the hotel channel.
Me too, yeah.
Where can I get the best spa treatments?
I want to know. Coming up next, the 7:30 second date update. Did the dating app ruin this date?
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update. This is where you expect at least a call back from a date you've gone on. You're not saying I need to get married, but at least I deserve a text afterwards saying thanks for dinner.
Something.
And when that doesn't happen, we try to figure out exactly what went wrong. We'll call the person. We'll challenge them. We'll get the answers for you. Sure, it gets awkward, but that's okay with us. As we say good morning to Jordan. What up, Jordan?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So tell us kind of who'd you meet? Where'd you meet them?
Well, I met this woman named Emily. We met on a dating site, and it wasn't like one of those hookup apps. This is actually a religious dating site.
Okay.
So you can find someone who has the same values as you, same beliefs, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Like, there's a bunch of those now that are kind of more specific, so it's not so just like such a wide net. It's kind of more towards what you're into. So
right. Well, and that wasn't something I was open to until really the pandemic. But we went to lunch a few Saturdays ago, and it was wonderful. She's very pretty. It was just lunch. I mean, there was no drinking.
Yeah.
I've heard about what happens when people drink too much on your show before.
That's where the best second date updates come from. How about this, though? Okay, no drinking. Was there the other thing we get hooking up? Like, did that happen?
No. This is lunch.
Yeah.
So, no hooking up. I guess it's different from what you guys are used to. But there was no drama. I paid for it all. And for some reason, Emily isn't calling me back now.
Okay.
So I would love to push things to dinner.
Why don't we do this, and we'll make it easy. Why don't we just get Emily's phone number from you? We'll call her up, and we'll just see like what's going on, like why she hasn't called you back. Because it sounds to me you're saying no drama. We should at least have a date number two.
Yes, thank you.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update, trying to help out Jordan, who met Emily on a dating app, not like a Tinder. This was actually a religious dating app, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And you said that it was a good date. It was a lunch date, which meant no one was drinking, getting out of control, no hooking up, just your basic kind of sitting across the table, getting to know each other. And you're wondering why now Emily has completely ghosted you.
Yeah. I thought the date went really well. I thought we, you know, connected.
Yeah.
And I just don't know why she's ghosting, so you say.
Well, I'll tell you what, we tracked down Emily. In fact, producer Danny has her on the other line, so I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to pick up with her. Go ahead and you can listen in, but just don't say anything, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Emily, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, so I'm John, and Jackson's here, Monroe as well. We do a morning show here in town on Mix 105.1. Got a few minutes?
Yes, I have a few minutes.
Okay, thank you. Listen, we're really just trying to help people in their dating lives during the pandemic, and yeah, it's crazy. I feel like you recently have been out on a date with someone. Is this true?
This is true.
That's amazing. Yeah. I have a gift. No, we know.
Okay.
So Jordan reached out to us saying you went on this date, but you know, you're not calling him back.
Right.
So can you kind of tell us like what happened, like your side of the story?
Yeah. So, you know, I've been single for, I guess, over a year now. And I've been, you know, trying to talk to people on the apps and stuff. I've used a few different apps. But I decided to try out this religious one, you know, cause I think I'm ready for an actual, you know, relationship.
Sure.
And it would be nice to find someone whose values align with mine. But, you know, during the date, we were just talking and about our history. And I told him about, you know, the other apps that I tried out. And he was, like, mortified that I'd even been on them, you know, like, basically accused me of inappropriate behavior, like insinuated that like basically I was like just looking for random hookups just because I was on some of those other apps, you know, like obviously I must have done things I would have been ashamed of. Like, and then he goes on to say like, you know, if I did that, he'd forgive me.
Dude.
And it's like, first off, like what? Like you don't know who I am or what I do. Plus, even if I did do anything, if I did hook up with someone in the past, I don't need forgiveness from him.
Yeah.
You know, he's not who I'm going to stand before.
Right. Yeah.
It was so judgy. And that's just not the type of person I am. I would never judge someone else. And I don't expect to be judged.
Yeah. How dare you have ever gone on a date before?
Yeah. Who do you think you are using Tinder?
Why don't we get the commander back on the phone over here?
Yeah. All right. I hate to do this, Emily, because it sounds like you're pretty much over him. But Jordan did call us and he has been listening in. So I want to pick him back up here and kind of hear from him. Jordan.
I was not judging Emily. Is she there?
Yeah, she's listening in. Like,
Emily, I was not judging you. I was judging the apps. I know what they do to people, and they tie into the fundamental darkness that we all have. I know. I'm not judging you. We're all human and have that ability, and those are the apps that tap into that. I know that
it doesn't mean if someone's on one of those apps that they do those kind of things that those apps are stereotypically known for, you know what I mean? And you did, you can say whatever you want now, but you did in that moment, you actually said those words like, oh, you were looking for random hookups. Oh, well, you know, like, I'll forgive you for those random hookups. You actually said those words.
Well, I mean, is it true? It's okay.
It's none of your business if it's true or not. You know what I mean? I live my own
I'm just
truth,
saying we all
I
have
my
a past.
In the
I
eyes
have a
of
past,
God,
too. And I was saying
you.
That we can't
it's just,
deal with the past. We both want a relationship now, and I forgive you for giving into those impulses.
Let me tell you. I feel like
this
there's sparks.
Guy.
Oh, am I not picking up on the right thing?
Yeah, no, you're on the wrong vibe there, bud.
Emily, are you interested in a second date? We can pay for it.
No, thank you. Ah.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
So you guys know I was a film major back in college.
Yeah.
Yes.
Liam just won yesterday the Reflections Contest for Best Film.
No way!
Like, tears.
I'll bet.
Oh, so proud, yeah. Not to step on Jackson's toes with sports cabal, but Utah had to cancel their game against Arizona yesterday. But good news, they grabbed a spot against Washington. So Saturday, 8:30 p.m., and hopefully they look a little bit better than they did against USC. Okay, Thanksgiving tomorrow, but here's the good news. Even if you want some of those leftovers a few days later, gravy, listen to this, lasts 4 days in the fridge, but 4 months in the freezer.
Oh.
So, you know, you can really make it last all the way past Christmas. Kelly Fetterson messaged me on the JJM Family Facebook page. Mm. I didn't realize that Christmas Chronicles has a sequel. Came out last night.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's on Netflix. We're watching it tonight. All right, remember, you can't give your dog turkey on Thanksgiving if it's been seasoned. So unseasoned is okay. White meat better than dark. Jackson, don't look at me like that. It's the truth. It'll mess up the belly.
Oh,
yeah.
Fair enough.
So Delta is thanking employees for their hard work during the pandemic. Every single employee is getting 2 free travel passes to fly anywhere in the world.
Don't they already do that?
Yeah, don't they already get that?
Way to ruin the story, guys.
You know who is really underappreciated?
Me.
Is, no. Oh. Well, okay. I might give you that one.
Sure.
But I'm talking about hairstylists, your eyelash person.
Oh, yeah.
In particular, right? They spend hours on these things. So this girl posted this picture on Twitter, and she was in a horrific car accident. Her head is bandaged. She's got blood all the way down her face, all the way down her arm.
What?
Like, so she posts this picture of herself, and she says, hey, I might sound crazy, but I just wanted to say, you are literally the best lash artist ever. Because, girl, I was in a really bad car accident, and the lashes still lasted. Look, and there she is. Bandaged and bloody.
Yeah.
And her lashes look on point.
You got to recognize game.
That's solid.
Yeah.
You got to recognize game. We got a PlayStation 5 and we want to give it to you. Well, I don't want to, but we're going to. I want to keep it for myself if you really want to know the answer to that. Liam's been asking for it for Christmas. They're expensive.
One.
But PlayStation 5 next week starting at 9. So 9, noon, and 5. We'll give you a keyword. You text it in and you could win. All the details up on our website, mix1051utah.com. Monroe, getting in the car, driving 8.5 hours today to go visit your dad for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he lives in this really small town in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to go see him.
You sound very excited about the whole thing.
I don't know. They're telling you not to travel. So,
yeah.
Like, we've been going back and forth on this whole thing. Ugh, we're terrified.
Yeah. Why? Because they're traveling? Because of COVID?
We're scared that we're going to give
him something?
Him COVID.
Got it.
Right? We're going to bring COVID to this small town, and before you know it, we're going to wipe out the whole species.
So you're like the monkey in Outbreak
yes.
for this poor small town
That's
is what you're
feel
saying.
Like.
Okay.
Outbreak monkey. Outbreak right. monkey.
We're supposed to just do it with ourselves, and I was going to have one friend come up.
Yeah.
My friend just texted me today that he's got a temp and a sore throat.
Oh, yeah.
And
no.
I'm like, man, had he come tomorrow or the next day?
Who'd have known?
Yeah, yeah. Completely.
And that's the problem with the small Thanksgiving gatherings. That's why we as much as we love everyone, as much as we'd love to see our families,
yeah.
we're just keeping it in the apartment this year.
Dude, you bought everything for Thanksgiving last night, which
I know.
Is crazy.
It was awful. The stores are a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. What
are Don't
you
go
thinking,
there.
Dude?
Well, we didn't plan on having Thanksgiving at our house until this weekend.
Yeah.
If you're going to wait that late, you go Thanksgiving morning.
Oh, well, a lot of stores are closing on Thanksgiving this year.
You doing a turkey or a duck?
We're doing a chicken.
Oh, okay. So neither of the ones I
That's a regular old
cool.
chicken.
Good chat. So for Christmas, we got Liam like this thing from Unspeakable. Unspeakable is a YouTube star that he loves.
Oh, my son is so jealous.
We got him a pennant is what we got him, okay?
Oh, cool.
And all of a sudden yesterday, we got this big box from Unspeakable, and there was all this gear in it that actually fits him. And we were looking through like, wait, we didn't order any of this. And the name on the inside was wrong. So somewhere in the shipping, we got another family's order who went big for Christmas. Like, big time. So Jen called them this morning, and they're letting us keep it.
No!
So yeah.
Dude, what a guy.
I know.
I love Unspeakable.
I'm pretty excited about the whole thing. So Christmas crossed Liam off Score. The old list there. Hey, you want an amazing fact to share tomorrow around
Please.
The Thanksgiving table? You ever look at a fountain and look at all the coins inside and go,
how much?
How much is in there?
Yeah. I do all the time.
About $3,200 worth of change
no.
is thrown into the Trevi Fountain in Rome, Italy. It's a very famous fountain that's
okay.
right there,
yeah.
Which makes it about $1.2 million a year that this fountain
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Gets.
So wait, so they obviously they have to keep taking the coins out.
They collect it, yeah.
What do they do with the money?
Well, it goes to the Catholic Church. It's Rome.
Yeah.
Okay.
They keep it, they put it in, and it fixes the piping. For the fountain.
Oh, fountain maintenance.
It's very
I see.
Expensive. I don't know if you know that about fountains.
Oh, I didn't yeah. know. I had no clue.
Jackson, final thoughts.
Have a very happy Thanksgiving. Please be safe on the roads. People drive crazy around this time of year, even though everyone's inside for a pandemic. And if you're bored, follow us on our JJM family page because I will probably be doing a Harry Potter toy unboxing
nice.
Video sometime
wow.
this week. Which they're so fun. We have such a good time. And they're live, so it's super interactive. You can find that on Facebook, JJM Family, or text the word family to 844-649-1051.
Monroe, final thoughts?
Why don't you catch up on the podcast?
Yeah.
Please.
Please.
Check them out.
Please. Please just listen to the podcast.
My children are hungry.
I'm so tired. I worked so hard on it.
We worked the whole pandemic.
Just listen to the podcast. Tell your friends to listen to the podcast.
How does one find the podcast?
Text the word podcast. PODCAST to 844-649-1051 or just look for John Monroe and Jackson on your favorite podcast directory.
All right. Before I go, I want to tell the two of you, I'm thankful for the two of you.
Aww,
you know what, John?
Man.
I'm thankful for you, man.
I've had a good year with you guys.
I'm thankful
so.
For
great
you, Jackson.
Yeah. Have a great and safe holiday, and we will be back on Monday. Bye-bye.